Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Edgar Renteria. Batting second. The center fielder, J.D. Drew. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGwire. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Adam Kennedy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alberto Castillo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe McEwing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Luebbers. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Luebbers. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kevin Barker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Robinson Cancel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kyle Peterson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kyle Peterson. And now, play ball. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Renteria. The throw from Cancel and he is safe. Renteria steals second. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cancel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Renteria. The throw from Cancel and he is safe. Renteria steals third. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGwire takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. McGwire moves to second. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Paquette hits a fly ball towards left field. Jenkins makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Jenkins. Renteria tags and scores. McGwire tags and moves to third. Lankford tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGwire scores. Lankford scores. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McEwing hits a line drive into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. McEwing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard hits a fly ball into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jenkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Luebers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luebers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Renteria is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Drew is 0-for-1 in the game. Drew hits a pop-up into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of McEwing. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Barker hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lankford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lankford takes first base on ball four. McGuire moves to second. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Cirillo, and into shallow left field. Paquette reaches second base with a double. McGuire scores. Lankford goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Paquette moves to third. One out. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. McEwing is 0-for-1 in the game. McEwing is walked intentionally. Larry Luebers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Luebers is 0-for-1 in the game. Luebers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robinson Cancel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cancel hits a line drive into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Zaski pinch hits for Kyle Peterson. Eddie Zaski is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Zaski takes first base on ball four. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Brewers nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Rafael Roque now pitching. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Renteria is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renteria hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.D. Drew batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Drew is 0-for-2 in the game. Drew takes first base on 4. Renteria moves to second. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGwire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGwire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lankford is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lankford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Renteria scores. Drew moves to second. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Drew scores. Lankford moves to second. It's 7-0, Cardinals. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Belliard is 0-for-1 in the game. Belliard strikes out. One out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cardinals. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Barker is 0-for-1 in the game. Barker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Cardinals. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on 4. Robinson Cancel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cancel is 0-for-1 in the game. Cancel hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kennedy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Brewers 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. One out. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McEwing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McEwing strikes out. Two outs. Larry Luebers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Luebers is 0-for-2 in the game. Luebers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Lou Collier pinch hits for Rafael Roque. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Collier takes first base on ball 4. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Belliard is 0 for 2 in the game. Belliard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lankford. Belliard reaches second base with a double. Grissom goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4 Cardinals. Lance Painter now pitching. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bernitz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bernitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Renteria is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weathers fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Drew takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Lankford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Drew moves to second. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paquette is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a fly ball into right field. McEwing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Ibar now pitching. Robinson Cancel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cancel is 0 for 2 in the game. Cancel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Castillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castillo for the out. Kennedy moves to second. 1 out. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McEwing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McEwing hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Manny Ibar. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barker scoops it up and throws to first, with Weathers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Krushaw now pitching. Sean Berry pinch hits for David Weathers. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grissom is 0 for 3 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McEwing. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Berry moves to third. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Belliard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Belliard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lankford. Belliard reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Grissom scores. It's 7-6, Cardinals. Mike Moeller now pitching. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Belliard moves to third. One out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Brewers 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rocky Coppinger now pitching. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Renteria is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Renteria hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Renteria. The throw from Cancel and he is safe. Renteria steals second. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Drew is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Drew bunts towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lankford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lankford is walked intentionally. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Acevedo now pitching. Joe McEwing now playing center field. Willie McGee now playing right field. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Renteria settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robinson Cancel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cancel is 0 for 3 in the game. Cancel strikes out. Two outs. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for Rocky Coppinger. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Brewers 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Alberto Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Castillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Castillo bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kennedy moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe McEwing batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McEwing is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McEwing hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. McEwing reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Castillo moves to third. It's 8-6, Cardinals. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barker fields the ball and throws to Plunk covering. Safe. Castillo scores. McEwing moves to third. It's 9-6, Cardinals. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renteria is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo has McEwing trapped. There's the throw to Cancel and back to Cirillo, who tags McEwing for the out. McGee moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Juan Acevedo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Acevedo strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGuire is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Grissom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Belliard is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Grissom moves to second. Ricky Botolico now pitching. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jenkins is 0 for 4 in the game. Jenkins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Cardinals 9, Brewers 9. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burnett's is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Burnett strikes out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cirillo strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Barker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Barker hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Brewers 9. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 4 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lankford hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Lankford reaches second base with a double. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Paquette is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Paquette bunts towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lankford moves to third. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lankford scores. Paquette moves to third. It's 10-9, Cardinals. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. There goes Paquette. He's safe. Kennedy moves to third. One out. It's 11-9, Cardinals. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McEwing is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McEwing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett, who is chasing the ball. McEwing reaches third base with a triple. Kennedy scores. It's 12-9, Cardinals. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McEwing scores. It's 13-9, Cardinals. Hector Ramirez now pitching. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. Renteria hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Botolico is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Botolico hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Botolico for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 13, and the Brewers 9. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robinson Cancel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cancel is 0-for-4 in the game. Cancel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGee. Cancel reaches second base with a double. Brian Banks pinch hits for Hector Ramirez. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 13, and Milwaukee Brewers, 9. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.